Hey, it's Moselle, and I did two handwriting snapshots on someone and her husband. And in my results to her, I stated she has a personality that can attract energy vampires. She responded back and asked if the other person's sample that I analyzed, her husband, was an energy vampire in her life. And I responded back with voicemail because it was easier for me to explain. And before I deleted, I thought, you know, I think there's other people out there that could use the tips or advice I gave my customer. So I'm going to play that for you next.
Moselle, I thought it was easier to just answer email by audio. So, to answer your question, that depends. Although you two are not the most compatible based on your handwriting, there can be something said for where you lack, he doesn't, where he lacks, you don't. And so you can fill each other's voids, so to speak. Case in point, my husband and I have been together 13 years. Him and I are 100% polar opposites. But the only thing we have in common is that we like to karaoke. I mean, that's it. We don't like the same food. We don't like the same movies. We don't like the same hobbies. We don't have the same spiritual beliefs or backgrounds. He came from a candy-coated life. I came from layers of trauma. He likes to socialize. I don't. He likes to drink. I don't. I mean, he's a family guy. I'm not a family girl. He's dependent and I'm very independent. I really like my space and I choose me time over we time all the time. My husband is ADD and I'm very calm. So it's one of those things where only you can decide if it's an energy vampire. How do you feel when you're around him? Are you feeling like he's draining you? Are you feeling stuck? Are you staying in the relationship for convenience? Are you staying for an emotional reason? Is it for financial reasons? Is it for medical insurance? Is it for, I mean, family, whatever it may be, only you can decide that. Are you getting something from that relationship that you cannot get from yourself? I heard a religious guru say that when you're with somebody, after you're together 10 years, ask yourself if they inspire you to become a better version of you. Or are they stifling you and somehow holding you back from being a better version of you? Also, I would urge you to consider if he or you are fulfilling a past life contract. So, if any of this makes sense, hopefully that answers your email question.